problem is an action designed to hurt or even kill, the response to an action can only succeed if it's also an action. In this case, the admission that radical Islam exists and the end to the attempts to silence those who seek to discuss the facts is a much-needed action my next guest certainly believes in. She is the founder of the Muslim Women Speakers Movement and advisory board member with the Clarion Project, Soraya Dean. Thank you so much for being here today, Soraya.
Oh, absolute pleasure, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Two websites of note. Of course, we have them over on our site as well, clarionproject.org and Soraya Dean, SORAYADEEN.com. Learn more about the issues that we are talking about here. And those issues are, I'll go back to the aftermath of the San Bernardino shooting massacre inspired by radical Islam. And I believe it was a couple of representatives from the FBI went into the community with the basic message of, to the Muslim community, if you say something that is troubling, potentially dangerous, if you see something, say something. And they were rebuked by the Muslim community, who said that, well, you're saying something that is Islamophobic, insulting to our faith and our heritage, please leave. Doesn't sound like the path to a solution and to answer, does it?
Yes, unfortunately, if that is what that particular methodology is, not the solution. And unfortunately for us, I think Americans, who are Muslims, we are very busy defending ourselves and not really defining ourselves. So both of those issues go hand in hand.
And it works on both sides too, because the actions of a few, for some people's minds and understandings, can be a blanket of the entirety. So, if you know, you have certainly a minority of Muslim faith, although a minority in a large faith is still going to be a sizable number. There's been surveys, the Clarion Project has done the math in some of those cases too. But nevertheless, if there is no conversation on both sides, how is clarity ever going to happen?
Yes, that's true, Chris. There's such a sense of deep-rooted fear and misunderstanding, and that also contributes to this kind of breakdown. And that's why we are doing the work relentlessly, you know, trying to engage people on all sides, address issues that need to be addressed within the community, and see how we can be productive American citizens. Not that we are not, a vast majority of us Muslims are contributing in a big way, but somehow the extremists in the fringes have hijacked the conversation.
In a way, sort of, having been raised a Catholic, and when all that unbelievable horror came out about the Catholic Church, I think it was around the early 2000s, and I was one of the first people who got to interview some of the Boston Globe reporters, it just became, you know, I had a choice to make about what was then my then faith, of whether I would adhere to it or seek other sources of faith and feeding my spirit and soul that way. And I, you know, personally, my choice was to walk away because I didn't see the house getting cleaned up. But in a way, what the Catholic Church has gone through with denial is something that the Islam faith today is also going through. Is there a lesson to be learned from the consequences of then for now to be better?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that uncanny how history repeats itself? Yeah, I mean, this denial is that what is killing us, and what is really, we have to really name the problem, and that is understanding a political expression of Islam that is dangerous, where people get up and say, you know, Islam will solve every problem, Islam should apply to everybody. And the Catholic Church went through that, but I believe, Chris, that is no longer an issue, but it was not acknowledged in a timely manner. You're right.
No, that's very true. And let's look at both sides of the issue. Let's start in the world of Islam right now. If someone wants to hardcore adhere to the Quran and not understand that, well, modern times change the context, but not the content, much like that you can look in the Christian Bible. There's a great deal of the Old Testament which does not apply to society today, slavery maybe being the most obvious of that fact. Some say the Quran is a book of violence. If adhered to doggedly, Is that a mistake that the Islamic faith of today is making?
Well, thank you so much for so honestly talking about the Bible. And you're absolutely right. You know, it is our inability to recognize the contextuality of our text. And some extremists interpreting it literally. That is at the root, in addition to, of course, you know, culture and medievalism and dogma, deep-rooted inability to make paradigm shifts. All those contribute. But, yes, it is exactly the problem that we are not teaching enough that this book, the Quran, has a contextual message.
Talking with Soraya Deen, who is the founder of the Muslim Women Speakers Movement, advisory board member of the Clarion Project, clarionproject.org, sorayadeen.com, respective websites, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Adding to what you just talked about, too, and this is something probably you have faced, and indirectly I have, too, if I put a video on YouTube, I put photos to interviews and try to spread whatever lessons they happen to contain to as many people as possible, had someone much like yourself who spoke out against radical Islam, and it was flagged as hate speech.
Yes.
So,
yes,
I mean, when that happens, again, how does understanding come about if you are decapitating conversation?
Absolutely. That's why we take one step forward and take 10 steps back. That's why I really appreciate and acknowledge the work done by Clarion, because just as much as they address radical Islam and Islamism and political Islam violence, they give us a voice. They support Muslims who are working diligently for reform and to deconstruct this violent extremism. So that is a problem we are facing, Chris. So I suppose that we just keep doing what we're doing. We get better at it. We build momentum. We build communities. And that's the hope, because I believe very strongly that if this movement does not rise from within the United States, it might not take root, it might not evolve anywhere else in the world. So here we have absolute freedoms to talk. The Constitution guarantees this freedom. So if we don't do it here, the future looks very bleak for us American Muslims in terms of really moving forward with our theology.
And there is a consequence of that silencing of conversation, because if you look at a Pew Research Center study on Muslims and Islam, it found that 49% of Americans find U.S. Muslims anti-American. About a quarter say there's a fair amount of support, 24% for extremism among U.S. Muslims, 11% say that there's a great deal of support among U.S. Muslims for extremism. That's perhaps the textbook example of the problem with that understanding on the non-Muslim side. So if the Muslim voice doesn't rise in a what one would hope would be a larger, moderate population, how is that understanding by the non-Muslims, which I just relayed from the Pew Research Center poll, ever going to be able to be changed and gain the understanding that's needed?
Yes, again, that's another huge issue, because another research said that about 55% of Americans don't know a Muslim. So here they get, about 70% of us also get our news and information through the TV and the media. So again, depending on what source you go to and not knowing whom they're talking about, these all contribute. And then there's this overlying misconception that there's one kind of Islam and one kind of Muslim. There are 3.45 million American Muslims in the United States. And we are the most ethnically and religiously diverse community. And that is what my work is going to be showcasing as we move forward, Chris, that the Muslim women speakers, we are going to bring expert women in the field of Islam and theology, Sharia, blasphemy, apostasy, all those things that we need to address head on. And we women, we will be taking a lead in this, because what we find is that the men who have really for hundreds of years told us what to think has really stifled any kind of scholarship, any kind of reform within the faith. So it's a big problem. So what we also advocate at the same time is grassroots activism. I mean, I can't say enough how critical it is for us Americans who are Muslims. We have to reach out, get to know one another, because I think in the larger context, Americans who are not Muslims, they're not interested in our theology. They're interested in knowing who we are. So the only way we can move forward is building relationships. I promote that very much. That's at the root of my work, and it's very foundational to my vision of my work.
Which you can learn a great deal more about at Soraya Deen, S-O-R-A-Y-A-D-E-E-N. We have a link over at our website, so you don't need to remember my spelling bee right for a moment ago, sorayadeen.com. It is a site that I hope both Muslims and non-Muslims will visit, because it is a conversation that needs both sides, and there will be debate, there will be disagreement, but the result of that debate disagreement does come result in the understanding and the respect, even for differences, that reality, yeah, or the reality of life, it exists on, like it or not. We don't, you know, much like the spoiled child does not always get their way, and that doesn't stop a childhood either. You don't always get a complete yes for everything that you wish for, but you can get an understanding of everything you're curious about. And that's part of the work, too, that Soraya Deen is doing through her website and through her work with the Muslim Women Speakers Movement. SorayaDeen.com. Learn more about this issue as well at the website for the Clarion Project, ClarionProject.org. Soraya, you're brave because you speak the truth, and the truth, no matter what goes against it, will always outlast an opponent. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, my pleasure, Chris. Thank you so much. And let us all remember that what happens to one affects us all. So we have to move forward in solidarity and deep compassion and collaboration for each other.